So welcome everyone.
Now does everyone have their set of notes entitled Messiah in Isaiah, Surveying the Servant Songs? One, search the scriptures for they speak of me, said Jesus in John 5:39, a one-day prophecy seminar sponsored by the wonderful people at Awake to Israel. And I have the honour of sharing today. So we were referring to these notes. If you want to follow the notes, that's quite okay. If you don't want to follow the notes, there is no problem whatsoever. You can just listen. But for those who are not following the notes, I'll come along afterwards and ask you questions. No, don't worry. Don't get up. People are leaving already. Okay. Now we have a display table here, just a simple display table. This is a display table. Nothing is free on this table. This is display only. Do not come and help yourself. There is nothing to take away. There are only orders taken of previous wonderful expositors of the Word of God, such as Mark Hitchcock and Ed Heinsohn. These are past seminars and past camp meetings. They're all on DVD and there's probably 8 per package. We take the orders and we look after you as best we can. And I've even got one of my own here. You can have a look at that, and that's what we're doing today. It's on 2 discs, DVD of the servant songs in the book of Isaiah. Now, for the morning, I'm going to be softly spoken. I will not be my normal dynamic self this morning because I'm just getting over the flu and the voice does get a bit affected, and I've got 4 hours ahead of me of speaking. So please understand that. I'm usually jumping around and waving my arms and bringing the heavens down and disturbing hell and so on. And please understand that. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So please remember that. And also, we have to announce if there is an emergency and we have to get out of the building. That's not the rapture, but if there's an emergency and we have to get out of the building, we have to go out to the front on the grass. Okay? That's what the assembly point is. Let's have a word of prayer. Loving Father, we bow in your presence today. God of Abraham, Almighty God, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our loving Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, we are so honored to have come to know you through your wonderful Son. And Lord, we are not here by what we have done, even though we may have believed and have continued and have wanted to obey you. We're not here because of that. We're here because of your wonderful Son, our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has done it all. By his righteousness, my servant will declare righteous many, because he has borne their sins. And Lord, we are here today because of the sheer mercy and the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus and the precious word of God. So Lord, may we be able to go past the page and very touch the Lord and divine things today as your word opens up unto us this wonderful servant who has come down from the ivory palaces into a world of woe. And we're sorry, Lord, that your people, the nation of Israel, hath not received him, but the Gentiles, us, have received him and have got to know him, and we know you're going to move on with your powerful purposes of both the Jew, the Gentiles, and the Church of God, and complete your program and glorify your Son and make this planet Earth, a place of glory through the Lord Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. Let's go, brothers and sisters, on this journey together. Now, as announced, the topic today is the Messiah in Isaiah. And we are going to do session number one. And in your notes, you'll find, if you wish to follow, you'll find all the page numbers at the bottom of the page. Now, first of all, let's have a look at our... This is a GPS. This is a GPS to the Servant Songs. Or in my day, it was a Gregory guide. The old Gregory Street Directory? Yeah, we used to call this the Gregory guide to the four Servant Songs. So here we have the four Servant Songs and God proclaiming, "Behold my servant," Isaiah 52:13. And this is a revelation in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, of the coming servant of the Lord in suffering and glory. And we will see that in just a moment, as we have a read of this passage here, where the Apostle Peter tells us of what these prophets saw in the Old Testament. Now, there are four portions of Scripture that are called by Bible scholars and Bible students as the Servant Songs. They are actually poems. The book of Isaiah is written in poetry. And those of you who have a contemporary translation, such as the NIV, ESV, you will see it set out in poetry, except chapters 36, 37, 38, and 39, which is ordinary prose. And there's a reason for that. We can't even touch on that. The book of Isaiah is designed well, even though it's 66 chapters. So here are these four remarkable passages of Scripture. And we'll be looking at them and trying to keep on schedule. The first one is Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9, or we'll look at verses 1 to 7, which are here. See that reference there? Then there's the second one, which is 49, 1 to 13. Then there's the third, Isaiah chapter 50, 4 to 11. And then there is the famous 53rd chapter, that's 52:13 to 53:12. And as we read these passages of Scripture, we read of the sufferings represented by the cross and also the crown of glory. The sufferings, the glory. The sufferings and the glory in all of these portions of Scripture. And all of these passages of Scripture here contribute to this view of the prophets looking out and seeing from their point of view, of course. Seeing from their point of view a suffering servant and then a reigning servant, which we now know in hindsight is the first advent of the Lord Jesus around his life and death, and then the second appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ in his glory, in his reign, the sufferings and the glory. And that's the prophet's viewpoint. And of course, in the Old Testament, we find that there are secrets that are kept from the prophets and they don't see the inter-advent age. They don't see the church age. Because the church is unique in its formation. So this is the guide that we will use, and you will have it on your notes there, set out a little differently. And that is actually page number one, but it is coloured and improved. So we will be using that and referring to that from time to time as we go through. Someone has said, when are these songs sung? Well, they're not songs that are sung. This is Bible scholars saying these are four poems on the servant, and they've given it an academic name of song.